Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Second, all those in favor, aye, aye.
Aye.
Public comment? Come on, let me just say something fun. How's life? How's things? How's La Quinta?
Great. Ironman, December 8th.
All right.
Mark your calendar, stay away. Or cheer them on.
All right. December. All traffic is in good order.
All traffic.
Public comment?
My objection.
That was public comment. Minutes of October 8th. Motion approved.
Second.
Second, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
CEO?
Well, nothing to report.
Come on, get out of here. Snowing here. Okay, great. Chief Administrative Officer.
Okay, so Las Palmas Medical Plaza, we've had some pretty good movement and activity at the Medical Plaza recently. We will have one new lease that's coming before you here in just a short time. But currently we have two suites that are open and available. One is a little over a thousand square foot space. The other is 1,600 square feet, currently occupied by Cohen and Mush while they relocate to suites 1 West, 105, and 106 after the TI improvements are completed. So we're currently about 98% occupied, and Stephen's been working really hard with our broker and having some really good success there, so we're hopeful to have occupancy of 100%.
Typically, do you have 100%?
That's impressive.
No, God, nothing has 100% occupancy.
But I thought it's pretty good.
We've hung in the high 90s for quite
a while. We've been like 94% above for
nobody hears of 100% occupancy.
Yeah, so... And then we've got some potential of some lease assignment, things that may or may not be going on with a couple of the suites that Desert Regional currently leases. So there's potential movement there as well. So,
any questions? No? All right, let's wander through the financial statements or the financial reports. Why don't I just ask you, is there anything you want to draw to our attention? Because otherwise I'm just going to go through them. But is there anything with a particular note to your head?
We're ahead, mostly due to, we're a little bit ahead on our income projection from our investments. And our direct expenses are down from what we had budgeted due to staffing adjustments that we had from the beginning of the year. Our grant expense is presently under by about $700,000, but we are working on grants.
Did you experience higher health insurance for employees? Did they go up?
The insurance premiums will go up some as far as health. Mm-hmm. Our dental and vision is remaining the same.
A lot by a lot, the premiums are
not? Not significantly.
30%?
The grants
I don't think we're about 10%.
The grants variance is just work in progress?
Just timing. We straight line the budget, just divide it by 12, but then
it just works its way through.
Correct.
Move acceptance
of all the financial, anything on anything else? Can we look at grants? RPP's good. Crazy credit cards. You don't spend anything. I'd have more lunches, personally.
Don't give me ideas.
That's why you're here. All right, good. Okay, a motion to approve.
Well, I have one other question. Coffin and Hall expense zeroes out any liabilities to them, any current invoices?
No, everything's paid to date with them. Yes, and they did not bill for the month of October because they did not have activity in October.
They're scheduled back when? Undetermined?
To be determined.
Thank you.
The payment or the next meeting?
Yes.
Both.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of up in the air there, and I kind of sit there. So I have a feeling. I'm wondering, Linda, you know more than I do, but I think they kind of punted until after the election. Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what the strategy is.
We certainly haven't heard back.
Correct.
So if you find some.
You will.
I will. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
That is good.
It's great you're here.
Probably not large, but that's okay.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, that's good. You know what? Related to that, I mean, I just. If we do something, we got to put it on a ballot. And just an opinion from someone with great political knowledge of the Valley would be helpful. That would mean you and maybe you.
No knowledge.
Are you better off in a big election like a presidential one, or are you better off in an off season, or haven't they come up with that yet?
Let's see. Personally, I would have preferred to see it on March.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be.
High propensity voters.
Not this. It's just, yeah, the whole 2020 is just going to be so.
It's going
to be just nationwide.
Yeah.
That sometimes it gets lost and people just shut off, but
yeah.
We're not going to get there.
We're not going to make that.
Because December is, you've got 8 days in advance, you've got to have it in.
What's the deadline for November? 2020?
Oh, August. 88 days before in August.
Yeah. August sometime.
August of 2020 for November 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think. There you have every knucklehead voting, don't get me wrong. Whereas an off election, you have high propensity voters that, just in my opinion, are a little better educated.
More savvy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they tend to be more focused a little bit, like Linda's saying,
on that issue.
Versus the general
presidential election. The president and all the offices, and then 46 initiatives.
Downstream tickets, yeah.
That,
more new taxes in California.
Yeah. And a million initiatives, and
yeah.
Yeah. And the challenge is any advertising that you're going to buy for education or outreach, it's priced out.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah. It is. But what's the rule, and maybe Jeff would know, what's the rule on special elections for districts that you do one off of either primary or, municipalities can't do special elections now anymore for like taxes. They have to go on a primary or a regular.
You can do a special like mail-in ballot.
So the district could do that outside of March or November, right?
Yeah.
Depending on the cost.
I'd love to hear from a lawyer on that. Not that I don't agree with the finance guy.
Yeah, no.
Former acting
but
CEO.
But I agree. Yeah.
I don't know the rule. I just don't know. And I would be shocked.
And the other thing is that the most viable way of doing it?
Yeah. But that ought to be that's when this kind of last meeting, it didn't go poorly, but it was like, looked like we were ways apart, which is fair. And that's what happens in negotiations.
That's where it starts.
And that, exactly. So I suspect, let's see what happens in November 2020. My hunch is it'll be after that. But who the heck knows? All right. Great. So did you want to move everything and vote on it?
Moved.
Second.
For all the financial stuff, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Victoria King and Bill Grimm.
Bill Grimm.
What's an MD? I know what an MD is, and Bill's actually a DO, just for the record.
Right, he is a DO.
What do you have? What is it?
An MD, and that
may
be a type.
Naturopathic doctor.
Naturopathic, like homeopathy.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
So they're looking to do a lease there at 2 West 107. They're really excited about it. The actual rent per square foot is good at $2 a square foot. We've offered and agreed at $12 a square foot for the TIs. They have requested that the district takes care of the TI, not all the TI work, but the actual installation of the fire sprinkler system on the internal side of things. Yeah. So,
does this take you to 100%, or does this take you to 97, 98?
No, it's actually.
I think it's that high.
No, when you reported before, you reported 98.
Oh, you're, I'm sorry. I was talking about sprinkler installation.
It's part of the 98.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. How far are we on sprinkler? How much is undone?
Oh, there's quite a bit internally.
That's what I was doing.
But what we're trying to do is, as new leases or renewals are being completed, that we get the interior work completed as part of the new lease. So, also, they have offered 4% annual increase versus our standard 3%, and have requested 1 month of rent abatement in addition to an optional 1 year or one optional 5 year extension. And staff would recommend approval.
So, motion approved.
So, motion.
Second.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, T-Mobile cell site number 3 extending the lease.
Okay, so just a little bit of background here. Back when the district owned and operated the hospital back in 96, T-Mobile, which was formerly Pacific Bell at the time, installed a cellular communications tower at the hospital, and there had been a lease in place at that point for five successive five-year terms. And that term is actually expiring in 2021. T-Mobile did approach us recently and was originally wanting to do a new lease as of 2020. We were negotiating a little bit back and forth. They finally determined that they would like to just wait till the expiration in 2021, but the new terms would be another five additional successive five-year terms, which would take us to 2046 if those are automatically removed or renewed. And the beginning monthly rate would be $16.50 a month. We currently are at about $17.50 a month, I believe. But we negotiated starting at $16.50, and then it will have annual increases of 15% over the course of that lease period, and would recommend approval of.
So it compounds to 15% for 25 years?
Yeah. And
yep.
And $133,000 was incorrect.
Now, is this tower servicing the hospital, or is this a generic tower?
It's a generic tower.
What is the implications of 5G? Do they have to do anything other than change, you know, little components on that?
Yeah, they unplug the stuff and put it in.
And just new ones, and that's the beginning and the end of it?
I dealt with cellular, and I actually kind of want to table this because I have a consultant buddy in another nonprofit, and we just approved one now. It was in a area by the freeway in Colton on an organization I'm involved in. It's on top of a water tower, and I'm the chairman of the board of some nonprofit that owns the land with the water tower, and so they get the money. I think it's a bigger number.
Yeah, I think it's a real.
So, do you mind if we table it for a month? We're not in a hurry, so I can get this guy. In fact, he's in town Thursday on other business. He's kind of tied up, but the guy's name's great name, Al Martini. And I'd love to give you and just share it and just say, hey, is that the market?
Is his wife's name Olive?
No. I like that though. Yeah, her name's Lemon Twist. But he's actually a great guy. He lives in Orange County, but I'm on another nonprofit with him. And I just this sounds like the number I was getting years ago. And that's just my, and I could be dead wrong.
But I just
would hate for us, and it's not like we're in a big hurry. But I'd like to get a little expertise that I don't currently have, and I don't suspect you guys do. And so can we table it for a month?
Sure.
Absolutely.
My frame of reference is a friend of mine owns a building down on the Lower East Side in Manhattan.
Well, that's a...
$20,000 a month.
Yeah.
$20,000 a month.
Yeah, that's...
Wow. Just on top of an old apartment building.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of users in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's true.
And there are a lot in LA.
It's not quite the same, but I would.
But they're here, and it may be driven by that. But I just happen to know a guy who knows this better than I do.
Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Table it for months.
Do we have any obligation to continue with them since they're there now, or?
Well, they've got additional time right now.
We can cancel after August of 2021.
Okay.
And I'm not suggesting that. I think this is good income and whatever. I just want to make sure it's the right amount.
The right number.
Yeah.
I kind of like the $20,000 a month.
Yeah.
Well, do they have other users on their tower? Like some of these discounted places that you see, that Walmart has Cricket or whatever those are. They're really on the same network as the big right. companies.
I would ask. I thought T-Mobile was one of the cheap ones.
Yeah, no, but they're like Cricket. But I would ask your friend to ask the question, is there a rider for supplemental customers, supplemental subscribers, subcontractors?
I don't want to be in the negotiation for that to the CFO. And I'll give you Al's number. I know he's busy Thursday. I'm going to be with him all day on a bus tour.
Because you don't want them turning around and subleasing it for $2,000 a month. To their subcontractors, that would be a slap in the face.
I got a hunch it might be double this, and I just don't know. And so we got plenty of time. We're in no hurry. It isn't
They were originally looking to try to do January of 2020, so that was the original push. But
let's see what we can learn, and I'll just put him in touch with you and go from there.
Okay.
Great. So we have a motion to table. We have a second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Good.
All right. That didn't screw people. Okay. The last one on 58, the political consultant for the lease transaction.
Sir, are you wanting to take that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want? Okay. All right. There's been quite a bit of discussion regarding doing a political consultant to help guide the board in essentially communication and some kind of decision thought processes as the potential tenant lease transaction develops. And so there's some discussion around that and doing some potential feasibility work. And staff has worked with four different consulting firms, and staff is recommending that Strategies 360 would be the firm to recommend engaging with in these services.
Elements one, two, and three of the full circle, or is this totality of it?
No, that circle one to three, that was for the community health needs assessment.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
You're right.
Yeah, this was just for guiding.
Wrong circle.
Okay.
And this kicks in if and when we need it.
If and when we need it, yes.
Correct.
Well, I think there's going to be a when. I mean, I think there's a lot of motivation on both sides to get when done. Because say what you will, Tennant runs a pretty good hospital, I'm telling you. We're not as good. Having run one. And so now it's just a matter of finding the right place.
Equation,
that's a much better word. Thank you. So I'm willing to act on this without a problem. I'm concerned, though, and so you're saying we trigger it when we feel, because I think this, you know, number four bullet point, then March-November 2020 ballot, I think wise people who understand ballots think that may or may not be the case based on our kind of previous discussion. And that might be the first question to ask is, can we get it together by then? And that would require two parties to pull it together. And I frankly don't know the answer to that, but I become more skeptical as I get older. I mean, as the time runs on.
Well, and I think that's where the discussion that we were just having is, you know, what's the potential best time and method to go about it.
So. Yeah. Yeah. All right, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. All right. Anything else? We're adjourned. Okay, the foundation meeting. Call to order, 3:24. Motion to approve the agenda.
I moved.
Second.
All those in favor, aye.
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 Any public comment? Hearing none. A motion to approve the minutes of the October 8th meeting.
Moved. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any question on the financial report? Reports.
Nope.
Anything screaming out at you?
I just.
Go ahead.
I have one little thing that I mentioned to Chris before, and I would like to mention it. When you list staff luncheons, I think of it more as staff building or like a birthday lunch that in the past, this is what I think I mentioned to you. Can you redesignate it as staff meeting
development
or staff
meeting or
something like that? It's just kind of like a little red flag for me.
Okay.
You said, I candidly,
so from the description.
I'm in the private sector, so my expense accounts are
just... What line item?
Especially in the Trump administration.
Ran
a wedding through it. No, no, just kidding.
On the credit card.
That's
not on here, but on it would be on our district side. We'll tailor the description.
Okay.
As you're
suggesting. Thank you.
So this was staff primarily, not some of you went to lunch with the mayor.
No, this was staff
great.
Meeting,
great.
Lunch.
And frankly, I'm not particularly opposed to that. I do like the idea of describing it better. It's good for morale. Sometimes you get more work. Sometimes there's a problem, but
different purposes than
right.
it serves.
Right.
Yes.
And something there. Good.
Thank you.
So with that, is there a motion to approve the financial
statement?
Second. I got a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? None. Other matters? None. Let's adjourn. 3:26.
Wow.